confluence. On the ride north, we reminisce about family ties and kids on trial and growing up estranged and how discovery can set us free. And where three rivers converge, there's the constant and submissive sea to welcome and absorb the sludge and sap of continents. And where the monument to Lewis and Clark celebrates challenge and risk, we're encouraged to contemplate transcendence and what it takes to map mountains and lakes from the bow of a birch bark canoe, and how the yowl of a hungry grizzly pawing the air in spring might churn the blood, and how some men assume futility but insist on going on, and when the time is right, accept the salmon's challenge, swim upstream to spawn and die.